Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And we need to stop apologizing for celebrating life. We need to stop apologizing for wanting to protect an individual's right to build a business. We need to stop apologizing about stemming the tide of entitlement mindset that's out there. And our loudest opponents on the left are never going to like us, so let's quit trying to curry favor with them.
That's Texas Governor Rick Perry speaking at the Republican Leadership Conference this past weekend. His top political aide says he's a 50-50 on whether he'll go into the presidential race or not. That's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show about Republican candidates, et cetera, et cetera. And if we have time, we'll take a trip to Libya. Let's see how far we can go. Your calls will make the difference. 800-510-8255. Fox News host Allison Camerota here talking to former Bush Deputy Assistant Brad Blakeman and South Carolina Democratic Party Chair Dick Harpuchian about how Rick Perry might affect the presidential race.
Is Perry the candidate the Republican Party has been waiting for, and can he beat President Obama? Brad, let me start with you. So you heard Governor Perry there. It's time for Republicans to stop apologizing for being conservative on social issues. Is that the right message for 2012?
Amen. I think that Governor Perry's got it exactly right. Look, there's a saying in Texas, and it applies to our president, and that is all hat and no cattle. That's exactly what you have with President Obama. He promised the moon. He had all the answers as a candidate, but sadly has no answers as president. And you have a governor like Rick Perry, served three terms now as the longest serving governor of Texas. 38% of job creation in this country during the recession has been where? In Texas. Texas has no income tax. Texas has empowered their own people, and even in rough times, they've done well. He's got an economic message and a message that will ring loud and clear for Republicans, and that is don't be ashamed to be principled. Whether it's on the economy or foreign policy or social values, he's got a great message.
Okay, well, Dick, I think that Brad's just spelled out a winning strategy, at least in Republican terms. So what's taking Rick Perry so long to decide?
Well, I mean, I think that Perry knows the facts. I mean, the problem with all these Republican candidates, especially Perry, is the truth is not what he says. Brad's right. He did have tremendous job increase in Texas. But he's also run up a $27 billion deficit. That's larger than any state except California. All those jobs you created, most of them were minimum wage or below minimum wage. And they have the highest below minimum wage population in
Look,
the country.
Now you're talking so about, now you're talking about,
this is no economic
now you're downplaying,
is,
you're downplaying the jobs he's created and poo-pooing the work of people who are not making huge salaries. You know, you'd be complaining if Governor Perry created millionaires, but that's not the case.
He's helping
the people who can't help themselves the most.
Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah. The problem here is that the truth doesn't match up with the facts. And Perry's got a long history and problem with ethics. He took $100,000 in campaign contributions from a guy he steered $2 million in federal grants to. He, a $1,000 startup tech company, got $4.5 million in state money because they were his political buddies. This guy has got problem after problem after problem after problem. So, hey, here's what I want to say as a Democrat. Here in South Carolina, all these Republican candidates come through here. Come on in, Rick. The water's just fine. You know, what we're beginning to hear here in South Carolina with the Republicans coming through, Huntsman, Perry, whoever, is the Republican mantra is not lower taxes or get government off my back. It's hi-ho, hi-ho. It's the seven dwarves.
I want to play for you another piece of his speech over the weekend, because he, once again, it seemed as though he was directing some comments to some other candidates in the race when he talked about stop apologizing. Let's listen and I'll get your responses.
It saddens me when sometimes my fellow Republicans duck and cover in the face of pressure from the left.
Duck and cover. Brad, who's he talking to there?
I don't know who he's talking to. I think that there have been a lot of principled Republicans out there who have taken on this president full bore. I don't see there's been a lot of compromise on principle by the Republicans. Quite the contrary. We've stuck up to this president quite well, even though he had high majorities last year in the House and the Senate. Who was the one who passed the Bush tax cuts, which are now the Obama tax cuts? It was the Democrats, and it was only because of pressure by the Republicans.
Coming up, more on Governor Perry and his potential campaign.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today, I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big, astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $30 on our Road Trip Ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/5 to 7/9.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking about what talk radio and talk television are focused on. Chris Jansing talked to journalist Karen Hunter and Telemundo's news anchor Jose Diaz-Balart about Governor Perry.
Let's talk a little bit about this whole it used to be called the Southern Christian Leadership.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And the South has done pretty well for the Republicans. Three Bushes, mm-hmm. Three terms for
three
Bushes.
Terms.
Does this open the possibility for Rick Perry? Because they don't have a true Southerner who's a threat in there.
It opens the door wide, not because they don't have a true Southerner, because the candidates that are currently in the race are so weak. So the door is wide open for Rick Perry. He has some great stats. He's done a pretty decent job in the job area. He's passed some decent laws, and as a governor, he can stand and rest on his laurels for his record being so strong. So yeah, I think that the door is wide open, not because he's a Southerner, but because they don't really have any good candidates that he
wants. Well, look who won the straw poll, Ron
Paul. Exactly.
So he goes on the Today Show this morning, and he defends himself because he's had some ideas that are a little on the fringe, legalizing drugs and prostitution. Here's what he said on the Today Show this morning.
I want to legalize freedom. What's so bad about that? So why can you turn that around and say, oh, this everything he's doing is nuts and crazy?
Okay, so in this straw poll, Jose, you can see John Huntsman came in second, followed by Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain. Do you agree with Karen the field is just weak?
No, I don't know if it's weak or not, but I do agree with Karen that Perry has a very good shot if he decides to get his hat in the ring. And the reason for that is because of jobs. He has created jobs in Texas. He has not increased taxes. And in a political year, in which jobs clearly are the number one concern of the United States, of everybody, when you have someone who has a proven record of creating jobs when the rest of the country has been going down in a tailspin, I think that's a very good curriculum vitae to show to voters. Will he be able to make it? Who knows? Because he doesn't have a national organization, hasn't been calling in the national leaders that normally help organize campaigns. But then again, that's not necessarily the winning formula in the past.
Well, you know, the reporters who were there on scene have to say that he really generated a lot of enthusiasm. On the other end of the spectrum, they hired this comedian who made some racially tinged jokes. We can't show all of them, but let me play for you a little clip.
My father was a black man from Kenya, and my mother was a white woman from Kansas. So, yes, my mother loved a black man, and no, she was not a Kardashian.
Was this just a bad idea from the start?
Are you asking that? Yeah, but this is the problem I think that the Republicans unfortunately have, is that you're facing a nation that is slowly becoming majority, minority, whatever that means, right? And you have a party that really hasn't understood what that means in terms of leadership. And this is just one more thing. And they pulled him, right? They pulled this comedian, but they pulled him when he started making Michelle Bachmann jokes. So all that other stuff was funny. Until he started making the rounds.
And the fact is that everybody can make a mistake. I don't know, someone who should have vetted this guy's comedy act should be paying a price for it. But, I mean, look, both sides have bad comedians. I mean, you know, Anthony Weiner on one side, bad comedian.
He's not a comedian. He's not a comedian.
He became a national laughingstock.
Right.
And so what happens is that people are just kind of losing sensitivity.
But, Jose, what I'm talking about speaks to the future of this country and the type of leadership that we need. People who understand.
I'd be happy to talk about the issue of the Republican Party and how it has been lackluster in reaching out to minorities, to Afro-Americans, and to
Latinos. Not just that, but the working class people. You have a candidate that got on TV last week joking about being unemployed, who's nearly a billionaire. They are out of touch.
In Texas, talk host Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor talked to a caller to their program. Doesn't think very much of Rick Perry as governor or as a presidential candidate, and I think I'd probably second that emotion.
Hello, Richard.
Good morning.
Hey.
So you're saying a healthy economy has a $25 billion debt that they can't pay? They're laying off school teachers, firemen, policemen. People are being affected all the states, which is going to reduce the taxes that are going to be paid into the state for the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just sounds like the guy that went out here and paid $5,000 for a car and bought it on a credit card and didn't pay a penny on it and took the car and drove off. I call that a welcher. I don't call it a good businessman. And as far as this Rick Perry stirring the crowds, I used to watch my uncle stir the crowds a lot worse in Atlanta. And he had a white hat on and a sheet and a pillowcase and was walking around with a Bible claiming to be a Christian and saying that blacks shouldn't be in public schools.
One and everything.
You're not making any allegations against Governor Rick Perry there, are you, Richard? I mean, that's pretty provocative. You're making those kind of allegations against the governor. I mean, come on.
Well,
man.
The governor is the one that led the fight to change the tax structure to bankrupt the schools in the state of Texas. Wasn't it the bankruptcy, the deal, the tax structure changed just about the time Brother Rick got that piece of property for $100,000 under what it cost, and then a year later was selling it for $100,000 over what it was valued, about a $200,000 profit.
Why is it that
12-month profit for changing the property tax rules in the state of Texas?
You bring up some dollars. Hang on a second, Richard. You bring up some legitimate concerns about your governor, but why do we keep on reelecting him?
Well, we don't. Why do you keep saying we keep reelecting him when you know for a fact that probably 2/3 of the voters in the state of Texas don't ever vote?
Yeah.
Well, how many people voted for Rick Perry in the last election?
I think it was like
39%. And how many people were registered to vote in the state of Texas? Give those two numbers out. You'll find he's not getting 50% of the voters of the registered voters in Texas.
Coming up, we shift the focus to some of the other Republican candidates. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the 4th week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy 3 to get the 4th one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy 3 and get 1 free, call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking about what talk radio and talk television are focused on. Here's a radio man, Cisco Cotto, talking to analyst James Toronto about Mitt Romney and Michelle Bachmann.
I read about this at the Wall Street Journal's website. You just mentioning this idea of Romney and Bachmann. Is that because Bachmann did such a good job in that debate a few nights ago?
Well, that's right. I watched the debate. Of course, everyone was expecting that this was Tim Pawlenty's opportunity to set himself up as the conservative alternative to Romney. The day before, he had referred to Romney's health care plan in Massachusetts as Obamacare, and he was asked a question about that, and he just completely flubbed it. He evaded the label he had given it, and he didn't really make any effective substantive criticism of Romney's health care plan. And as a result, Romney came out of the debate looking stronger, much stronger than Pawlenty, looking stronger than he did before, because Pawlenty had failed to challenge him, and looking like the front runner. At the same time, Michelle Bachmann made a very strong performance. I think people had been expecting her to be, you know, just like another Sarah Palin. She turned out to be in some ways much stronger than Sarah Palin. She, you know, speaks in clear, crisp sentences, whereas Palin has a tendency to babble. And those two put on the strongest performances. And it occurred to me, if Romney's the front runner, if one assumes he's the nominee, which is a big assumption at this point, Bachmann would be an excellent choice of running mate, because she would balance the ticket in some important ways.
Well, yeah, and then you'd have conservatives who right now may be a little skeptical of Mitt Romney. They'd go, well, at least there's someone in there that we know is definitely conservative and unapologetic about it.
Well, that's right. She balances him. I mean, Romney's selling point is that he's a technocrat, right? It's the old Michael Dukakis line, competence, not ideology. That has a certain appeal. Of course, in Dukakis's case, he was saying it to conceal the fact that he was an ideologue. In Romney's case, I think he's really not an ideologue, and that bothers people who would like to see someone who has stronger ideas. So he's a technocrat. She's a visionary. She has very clear ideas. He's moderate. She's conservative. It's also a balanced ticket religiously. You know, some people are troubled about a Mormon president. Well, she's an evangelical Christian. And, of course, he's a man and she's a woman. balance. So you've got the sex balance as well. And people who care about this sort of thing, who might be reluctant to vote against the reelection of the first black president, well, hey, now they can vote for the first female vice president.
From our Countdown affiliate, WDEL, host Alan Laudell here with Roll Call's Paul Singer, who has been investigating Michelle Bachmann over some questions that have come up about her spending taxpayer dollars on her campaign.
Michelle Bachmann getting more attention, and what did you find?
Well, good day, Alan. We spent a good deal of time trolling through her congressional accounts. What we found is that she has spent money on things that seem kind of political. She spent money with a couple other conservative Republican members on a sound system for a big Tea Party rally that was sort of her big coming out party in November 2009. Her congressional office basically paid for this rally. We found that she had hired a staff member who, oddly enough, was only on staff for a month, and then he became her campaign fundraising consultant, and it appears he was at the very outset of the launch of her PAC. Stuff like that, there are just a number of examples of places where she has spent taxpayer dollars on things that appear to be advancing Michelle Bachmann's political agenda and her PR agenda.
Now, so often in these things, context is important. I mean, how would this compare or contrast with anybody else in Congress, anyone else with national ambitions? Is it way beyond what some of the others do, or is it pretty much in keeping with what some politically ambitious members of Congress might do?
It's a bit of a mixed bag. I would say some of it is not all that uncommon. For instance, it is not all that uncommon for staff members to work on the campaign as well as in the congressional office. Again, what's interesting in Bachmann's case is it appears to be a little out of the ordinary.
Coming up next, we shift the focus to our involvement in Libya. Next on the Countdown.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now, you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Lieutenant Colonel Lance Hampton.
For 18 months, all I've known is kill or be killed. I thought about suicide a lot. Nobody understood, and my family couldn't relate. At my absolute lowest point, a friend took me to a VFW post just to help me keep it together. I found men and women of all ages who got it. I found a family at the VFW and turned it into my most important tour of duty. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the second half hour of the Talk Radio Review. Turning our attention out of Libya, host Charlie Parker here talking to Fox News' Courtney Keeley about the latest on NATO, the airstrikes they've been conducting, and the, what's left, I guess, of Gaddafi's forces.
Courtney, we're what, almost 3 months into this now?
We are 3 months into this, and 90 days was up on Sunday. And what I can tell you is Gaddafi moves around every night, allegedly in the capital of Tripoli, going to hospitals and schools to avoid NATO strikes, especially because he knows that NATO can't suffer civilian casualties and retain its legitimacy. Here in Benghazi in the east, it's the de facto head of a whole new country, Free Libya, that has been able to come out under the shackles of Gaddafi. And they're starting to form a whole government here. You've been hearing it in several the last couple of months. And I just sat down with a military spokesman here who told me directly, sent a message directly to the president, directly to Congress, directly to the people, saying the mandate that President Obama said for the national interest of the U.S. people was to prevent a humanitarian disaster here. We still need that help to prevent a humanitarian disaster. He thanked the American people for being such a friend to Libya. And clearly, while it's been 3 months, there are no boots on the ground, and they're saying what help they need, the most help, the most symbolic help, is for the U.S. to recognize the government here and maintain a friendship. They were quite gracious. Of course, the military here has no experience. We know those rebel fighters have not been able to advance at all. But most people that I've spoken to, almost everybody, unanimously says here in Benghazi that the NATO airstrikes and the U.S. involvement did stave off a genocide.
And, Courtney, with Gaddafi's forces being larger in number, they're better armed, better equipped than the rebels. Is that why we're seeing NATO warplanes kind of step up their efforts in this last week or so?
NATO stepped up their efforts in Tripoli. I don't really know exactly what their goal is and what they're going after. Sometimes it looks like they're almost trying to get Gaddafi. But since the beginning, it was to put in a no-fly zone. That's when the U.S. took the lead, but only for the very beginning. Then it was to patrol around the seas, the waterways, and also to take out his command and control center, his radars, his tanks, anything he can use against the Libyan people. But I also just spoke to someone about an hour ago, and he said, I have friends and family in Libya. They live in Tripoli, where Gaddafi still is. They're living in the prison. I mean, they really do tell me horrific stories about what a sadistic madman Gaddafi is, and it really brings the point home of why the world did get involved.
Here are a couple of radio people, Chad Hasty and Rex Allen, interview Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas about the possibility that Congress will cut funding for our troops in Libya.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates has warned Congress not to cut off funding for U.S. military involvement in Libya. Speaker Boehner last week said Congress could cut funding for the military involvement in Libya. If there was a vote today to cut funding for Libya, what would you do?
Well, if the president continues to kind of ignore Congress, I'm probably inclined to vote to cut funding for Libya.
To cut military funding for Libya?
Yes.
Well, why is that? Why cut military funding right now?
Well, I mean, one of the things that the president has done is really ignored Congress through this process, has failed to really to demonstrate to us what the mission is, what the goal was, he's been somewhat vague. He's trying to be involved in a conflict without being involved in a conflict. I think a lot of us just kind of are concerned of what kind of policy that is and what kind of message that sends around the world. So, I think the Libya thing is obviously very complicated. Nobody, is trying to be endeared to Gaddafi. But at the same token, I think it brings a longer-term perspective of what is the role when we have these civil wars around the world. What is the role of the United States government, and how do we pick and choose which of those we're going to get involved in? And so I think it's more of about a lack of a defined policy than anything.
Let me ask you this, because I've heard the argument for cutting funding for military involvement in Libya. Back when Democrats were in control of the House, they had threatened to cut funding for Iraq and military involvement in Iraq, Afghanistan. And Republican arguments at that time were, hey, this would hurt the military. We understand you don't like the president, but this would hurt the military. Isn't that the same thing that we're seeing in Libya? I mean, would this hurt the military instead of the president?
Well, I don't know that it hurts the military, but let's be clear. Iraq and Afghanistan were wars that that the United States Congress gave the president affirmation for us to be involved in that. This effort in Libya was strictly on the president's own initiative. And in fact, a lot of his advisors told him that they didn't think that we ought to get involved in that. So this is something that the military, I think, in many ways, didn't really want to go down this road. And I think Secretary Gates was probably one of those.
Up next, two words have gotten NBC into some hot water. That will be up next in our focus on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800
1-800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $30 on our Road Trip Ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/5 to 7/9.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing, and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
Doug Steffen here on the Countdown Show. Over the weekend, during the coverage of the U.S. Open, NBC omitted the words "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance. Talk host Peter Boyles talking about NBC running what they call an abbreviated version of the pledge, not once, but twice.
The program started with children standing in a classroom as they recited, and this is what NBC now claims, an abbreviated version of the pledge. And we can play it for you again. I just, there's a bunch of things to talk about. This is really an interesting philosophical conversation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic of which it stands, one nation, with liberty and justice for all. The version is theirs. The truth is this. The truth says, the real version, the pledge is one, is the phrase, under God, indivisible, following one nation. Now, it's funny to see NBC apologizing. NBC's version of the pledge got even more abbreviated later in the same opening, as the children then said, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, with liberty and justice for all. Showtime. Now, tons of people are upset about this. There is no question in the minds of many people that the executives at NBC, and I'll read you this one text message, who hate God, hate America, have pushed this message through. Now, NBC apparently was flooded with complaints. But later in the broadcast, Dan Hicks, and this is like, I mean, he never says under God. I mean, Hicks says, and we'll find this for you. I just have his words printed in front of me. Hicks, and I don't know anything at all about golf, and I knew less about Dan Hicks, and I know a little bit about the Pledge of Allegiance. But I see these things as very pre-planned. I see these things as with method. I see these things as there's a reason. I mean, everything is well thought out. And so when Hicks says, and he never specifically says the words under God were admitted. And this is what NBC said. We began our coverage of this final round about 3 hours ago. And this is now because they're getting barraged with people who are saying, what did you just do? And when we did it, it was our intent to begin our coverage of the U.S. Open with a feature that captured the patriotism of our national championship, held in our nation's capital for the third time. Regrettably, a portion of the pledge that was in the feature was edited out. It was not done to upset anyone, and we'd like to apologize to those of you who are offended. And he doesn't say the words under God were admitted. I mean, this is all really interesting stuff. The NBC on-air apology on Sunday for admitting the words under God. The words were edited out of a clip of children reciting the oath, and it was something that was seen, as we say, immediately by viewers who took it to Twitter and all these various blog sites and really went after them. And the words were edited out of the clip of kids reciting the oath. But damn near this guy Hicks, and he says, regrettably, a portion was edited out. Not the portion, not saying, you know, the words under God weren't. And, of course, it's just fascinating stuff.
Host Rob Johnson talks to Fox News person Todd Starnes about NBC removing the under God from the pledge.
We're talking this morning about the Pledge of Allegiance on NBC. They opened the coverage of the U.S. Open, since it was at the Congressional Golf Course there. They opened it with young kids doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Did you see this? Have you seen this story yet?
Rob, I not only saw it, but I got a response from NBC
What'd they say?
About this, and it was pretty much what they read on the air. Look, the outrage on Twitter was so massive that they had to issue that apology, and it was really a half-hearted apology, Rob, because they never explained why they edited out the words, and they never explained what words they edited out.
The entire Pledge of Allegiance, except for the words, under God. It was so clear and obvious. Well, but this is just following suit, though, with President Obama, who eliminated the pledge, under God from the pledge when he did it a couple of years ago. Betty McCollum, Congresswoman, Democrat from Minnesota, leading the pledge on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. We played that this morning. She would not say the words under God. Harry Reid on the floor of the Senate, when he was talking about the pledge, eliminated the words under God. What is going on with these folks?
Well, I think there's a concerted effort, and look, I've got a book coming out next year that talks about
really? This.
There's a concerted effort to remove God from the marketplace of ideas. And, you know, people say it's subtle, but when you look at all the evidence compiled together, you see it. And this is something that's happening, and, you know, Christians, they better wake up, because one day they could find their rights on the chopping block as a result of doing nothing.
Todd, when that book comes out, would you please let us know? We want to get you on the air and promote that.
Absolutely.
I would love to do that. Todd, thank you very much. It's good to talk to you this morning, as always.
Likewise, Rob. Have a great one.
They're taking God out of schools, out of city council meetings, out of school sports, off the sidewalks, and now out of the pledge. One wonders how much longer he's going to put up with this. To Bob in Lawrenceville. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Morning.
If they're on the witness stand, are they not going to no longer? What that's telling me is that it just doesn't really matter anymore to them. Does that make any sense?
The oath of honesty on the word of God.
Yeah, or just when they take the oath for Congress. You know, just like the president when he puts his hand upon the Bible to take the oath, and at the very end, "So help me God," is the final thing, and let alone when somebody's on the witness stand, they put their hand upon the Bible, put their right hand up, and, you know, it's you see where I'm going with
that. I kind of see where you're going, because if they're pledging this allegiance on the word of someone in which they don't believe, then it means nothing.
Right.
It's worthless.
But it's the same context as far as taking an oath.
It is.
If you're that opposed to saying the word God in for any context, it's across the board, would you not think? Ridiculous.
I would think so.
Talk host Joey Pags talked to a caller on his program who thinks NBC cut out under God intentionally because they have an agenda.
I mean, do you think that could be a simple mistake at a network level like at NBC? Something that was pre-produced, pre-edited, pre-viewed by all the executives there, or whomever the producers were that were going to put this out there on the golf tournament. Do you really think that's possible that they just forgot? You tell me. Maybe I'm being too harsh on NBC. Maybe I don't get it. To the phone lines here, line two. Keith, what's going on? Hi.
Good morning, Joe.
Morning.
Just calling. I don't think very many people noticed it, but they also left out the word indivisible. So
yeah,
I guess they really would like us to be divided.
They divided and have no supreme being guiding our future and our successes.
So they're dividing us from God, and I don't much appreciate. Like you say, there is absolutely no chance in the world that was an accident. It was calculated. I mean, like you said, also this thing had to have been previewed time and time again. Extreme effort went into cutting all of those, getting the right shot at the right time, getting the words. You know, there's just no doubt that's and I emailed them.
Good.
So anyway.
Well, good. I mean, hopefully you were one of 10 million. Thanks, man. Hopefully they got such an outpouring from people. Now, keep in mind, they're not going to feel badly for having left out under God or indivisible. And they're not dividing us from God. They're trying to divide us from each other. A divided country is easier to conquer and easier to change from one ideology to another.
Coming up next, we change gears to talk about the budget and the debt ceiling. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, the focus as usual, Talk Radio and Talk Television, News Talk. Info, we talk about the news and survey 40 or so radio stations around the country. From CNBC, Joe Kernan talks to Congressman Paul Ryan, who thinks fixing the budget problems is important enough that he's willing to risk his seat in Congress.
You wouldn't change anything that's happened so far, but you have seen, I guess, both sides. When the president said, I've been demagogued a little too, mm-hmm. I'm known as the job-killing person who wasn't born here, so... both sides get really nasty, and yes. that doesn't take a step back sometimes and say, why am I doing this I could be doing something else.
Well, actually, because I think that I could go do something else, see my family more. Yeah. I'm willing to lose the job. Then you can get good at the job. You can't be good at jobs like this unless you're willing to put the risk in there and be willing to lose the job. If you're a politician whose number one concern is just reelection,
we talk about
and
that.
Then you're not going to be good.
We talk about that all the time. We were just talking about that again last
week.
I will never get anywhere.
You can't have that kind of mindset. And sadly, most people do. And the other problem is demagoguery. Both parties do this to each other. Mm-hmm. And so we have this political paralysis, which means nothing ends up getting done. So
Wall Street Journal said that is crucial this weekend. They had an entire article about how paralysis is supposed to be that way, how we're not supposed to do anything all that quickly.
Sure, but now we're having a debt crisis. So, at least we should have things working a little bit. I mean, the Senate hasn't passed a budget in, 780 days or something like that. I mean, so government needs to work a little bit. I mean, so yes, it shouldn't be doing things so quickly. And you can cite examples of where either party went too fast or something like that. I wouldn't do things differently. This is our budget. I brought you a copy of it for your reading, if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
We decided, when we got the majority this time as House Republicans, we weren't going to make the same mistakes we made the last time. Mm-hmm. which was we ran as fiscal conservatives. Then we earmarked and did all these things that were really
nation built.
Yeah, in hypocrisy. And so we put out a plan, an actual plan, a real budget. Not only gets us to balance, but pays off the debt. Our debt peaks in 2 years, goes down from there as a share of our economy. We save our entitlement programs. We reform the tax code. Our focus is pro-growth economics, job creation, prosperity, spending cuts and controls, reform the welfare state so we have a safety net and not a welfare state. Those are the things we're trying to accomplish. We put a real plan out there. We were hoping that that would get the Democrats to come to the table with their ideas. So you get on to that sort of adult conversation. And yes, what we're experiencing now is political opportunism or demagoguery. Problem is, we can't keep kicking the can down the road. I mean, literally, you go trillions in the hole every year you don't do something to fix this problem.
Talk host Vicki McKenna here with Senator Ron Johnson about his reluctance to vote to raise the debt ceiling.
So what am I hearing about the Republicans willing to raise the debt ceiling without any promise of serious reform?
Well, certainly I'm not willing to do that. And you take a look at my column that I wrote for the Daily Caller this morning. One of the things I'm doing is I'm outlining what I'm calling the debt ceiling budget. I mean, if we don't increase the debt ceiling, what does that mean? Well, Vicki, we would have to actually live within our means. And for next year, according to President Obama's own budget, living within our means would be $2.6 trillion. Now, just to, you know, give people some context there, 10 years ago, under Bill Clinton, remember when everything was all coming up roses, our federal government spent $1.8 trillion. So if we fail to increase the debt ceiling, we would have to live under a budget that is $2.6 trillion, $800 billion more than we spent just 10 years ago. It would totally pay for all the interest on the debt, which is $256 billion. It would pay for 100% of Social Security, which is $760 billion, and still leave $1.6 trillion for all of the spending, which, again, relate that to 10 years ago, that's only $200 billion less than the entire federal budget 10 years ago. So it would not be, it doesn't have to be a crisis if we plan for it. And unfortunately, what this president's doing, and rather than leading, rather than actually working with Republicans who want to work with him to actually solve the problem, they're just demagoguing. They're trying to scare the markets. They're trying to scare the American people when they should instead be trying to calm the markets and the American people by laying in the contingency plan.
I agree. We don't have a plan B. We've got spend money, run us up to a debt wall, or spend money and run us up to a debt wall. Senator, that's the problem, because nobody seems to really appreciate what hitting that debt wall means at the ground level. You and I had a chance to chat for a few minutes earlier today. At the ground level in the United States, when we say, hey, it's going to look like Greece, it really means it's going to look like Greece. It's going to be riots in the streets, people not being able to, you know, fund education, their Medicare not being funded. It's going to be 50% of people living on government somehow not having that cash that they had come to count on. It will be a disaster.
Now, you know, the administration is trying to get us all scared. If, you know, what's going to happen to the markets if we don't increase the debt ceiling? I think it's much more concerning is what happens if we don't fix the problem.
Wow, lots of different things to focus on. We have lots of info on all this information. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and get more information about these stories in the countdown box at DougStephan.com.